Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold of 105.3 The Fan, and joining us today is Sarah Daniel. She's the communications director for Cloud Cover Streets, a nonprofit that provides showers, laundry services, haircuts, and employment opportunities to the homeless in Fort Worth. Sarah, it's been a while. How you been?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Chris, for having me. Good to hear from you.
Yes, yes, yes. It's been a couple of years since we last talked.
Yes, I believe we didn't even have the trailer up and running yet. We were just trying to, getting our street missions going and figuring out where are the best places to take that beautiful trailer once we had it finished out. And here we are 2.5 years later. Trailer's been up and running and giving thousands of showers and laundry and haircuts each year. So excited to be able to share some stories and let you know what we've been doing.
Well, this is absolutely wonderful. I've always been impressed at what you do because a lot of people have never even thought about this. Can you tell everybody once again what Cloud Cover Streets does with their trailer, which is provide these services for those who are without shelter in the Fort Worth area?
Yes, sir. So, Cloud Cover Streets, we have a mobile trailer. It's a cargo trailer that we had converted into a unit with 3 showers. One of them being ADA accessible, and then a laundry room with 2 full-size washers and dryers. And so we go out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, primarily in Fort Worth. We're also going out in Arlington now as well.
Okay.
And offer those services free of charge to anybody who's currently experiencing homelessness or instability. There might be some people who do have a place to call home, but they don't have a washer and dryer. So we're happy to be able to let them come over and use our services at no charge, get their clothing washed and dried, be able to repurpose any of those clothes. Also, anybody who uses our services, we have some items that we provide them. We do a snack pack whenever they come in and register with us. We offer coffee. In the wintertime, summertime, we'll have some Gatorade that we'll provide for them to stay hydrated and water, of course. And then another really cool thing is that anybody who uses our services gets a hygiene kit, so with some essential supplies, a letter of hope, which is just kind of a nice extra touch, just some words of encouragement of helping them to realize, if they're having a bad day, there's maybe brighter days ahead of them. And then in addition, we give them a brand new shirt, new socks, new underwear, and then some bottoms as well. So again, weather pending, Texas weather, it can be sweatpants one day and shorts the next day, that we're giving them, but basically a whole new outfit for them to put on with new clothing, to just help them get through each day.
This is just, again, as I told you a couple of years ago, this is just absolutely amazing. Whose idea was this? And the fact that you're providing some services for people who, literally they don't have anywhere to go or they would not necessarily want to go somewhere right now, but they just want to feel cleaned up, get a shower, or maybe a shave or just some fresh clothes or freshen up the clothes that they have. Whose idea was this? And exactly. And talk about how it all came together, because I just think this is absolutely amazing, especially in this day and age of food trucks. And since the pandemic, the pivot where, a lot of people are providing things or getting their things mobily. In other words, Uber Eats or Uber Lyft or what. I mean, all the different things you can do to where it comes to you as opposed to you having to go somewhere.
Yeah, very true. So it was very interesting timing. So Cloud Covered Streets actually originated in Phoenix by a gentleman named Robert Thornton. He had another organization that he had set up called Paper Clouds Apparel, where he worked with people who have special needs to design a shirt, their choice, and then half of those proceeds went to that person with a disability, their charity of choice. And so, you know, I had kind of been following him for a little bit, and Robert, driving around in Phoenix, the heat of the sun, he would see somebody experiencing homelessness, sitting out in the grass or wherever, and without a shirt on. And so he thought, you know what? I have a shirt company. Let me grab a shirt out of the trunk of my car and take it over to him. And so just kind of got to talking with him and asking him, what types of services they need in their current situation. And the most common answer was a shower. And so, a lot of us would think, well, why don't people just go to the shelters or shelters out there that you can take showers at? Well, homelessness is increasing, unfortunately. So there's not always room in the shelters for people. And there's also accessibility. They may not be staying somewhere right next to the shelter. They might have a job that they need to stay close to. And so that's maybe not an option for them. So with that, he started working on a mobile trailer and then kind of did some more digging and would notice, you'd give somebody a new shirt and they'd throw away the old one, which might seem wasteful, but if they didn't have a way to wash their old clothing, then they don't have a closet to go store it in or, anywhere to wash it in. So that was just kind of the cycle that he was seeing. So he's like, let me add a washer and dryer within the mobile trailer as well. And so thus Cloud Covered Streets began. And he was ready to launch that first trailer in Phoenix in March of 2020. So as we all know, the pandemic episode that kind of happened, that put a little bit of a delay to launching that first mobile shower trailer. But then by later that fall, late summer, early fall, he was able to get up and running. And my friend, Margaret Smith, who's the president of the Fort Worth Cloud Covered Streets, she saw a musician friend of ours, Courtney Patton, who was up there volunteering with Robert once he got the trailer going. And Margaret said, you know what? We need this in Fort Worth. And again, power of social media and being able to see stuff happening, states away through that one mutual friend, and was able to convince me, didn't take much convincing, but she talked to myself and her sister-in-law, Gina, who is our volunteer director. So let's go to Phoenix, check this out. So we did in October of 2020 and volunteered for a day and just loved the whole setup, just the whole premise, and decided that let's go ahead and come back to Fort Worth and get the ball rolling on getting a trailer set up for our neighbors here. And so that's what we did. And here we are. So, yeah. And again, everything that, from the trailer setup to another thing that's really cool that Cloud Covered Streets does is we do have an operations manager. Currently, Sammy is our operations manager. But other than that, we do need regular people to help run the trailer operations. And so people that we meet who have been using our services, once they've come around a little bit and kind of get to know them, we will offer them a job. And so we have 2 to 3 employees who we've met who are experiencing homelessness that we bring on. We do pay them. And then they just kind of help keep the operations going. They get all of the clothing sizes out for everybody, each of our guests. They clean the shower in between every use. Whenever it's that person's time for a shower, they go track them down, let them know, show them to the shower. And all of that. And so, pretty much that whole business model where, this is working, it's beautiful. That's what we're doing in Fort Worth.
This is such an amazing story. And I got to go back to when you first started and you first rolled out the trailer. What was the initial reaction to some of the homeless people when the trailer pulled up with all those different services and options for them?
It's a great question. And getting to think back to actually, you know, seeing some of those reactions, because we had been going out on street missions prior to having the trailer up and running, and just getting to know the neighbors, building trust with them, mm-hmm. it was very big.
Yeah.
And just letting them know who we are, this is what we have coming. So I think a lot of it was, you could see that trust was kind of solidified a little bit more, because it's like, we've been talking about it for, you know, this last year, and here we are, we finally have it. And Community Crossroads in Fort Worth was our first location that agreed to let us use for services. And the very first time we had our trailer out was there. And so, like I said, it's just a big 28-foot beauty of a trailer. Mm-hmm. So you can't miss it if you see it going down the highway with the blue and uncovered streets logo on it. And so, the reaction that you can see in somebody from the time that they sign up to use our services to then the time that, you know, they use our services and leaving. It's just a just kind of a sigh of relief that you can kind of see, and just the appreciation of being able to use the services is definitely a commonality.
Yes, that's what it's all about. It's like you could just see in their eyes the gratefulness, the gratitude. And again, I'm sure there was some reluctance at first from few of them, but it's like word spread. So when when the truck shows up, what's the reaction nowadays? Because it's almost like, okay, the schedule is set, and you know, some guys might say I'm good, but others are like, oh, I need a little help, or I need just a shower, or maybe I just need a shave, or maybe I just need to change some clothes.
Exactly. Yeah. So a little bit of everything, all of the above. And that's one thing I think I forgot to mention. You mentioned the shave, and you know, we do provide haircuts as well. And so that's another huge thing that our neighbors appreciate. And you know, if you look at our social media, you know, we are on Facebook and Instagram and all that. And so, you know, you can kind of see some of the before and after pictures of you know, the haircut looks great, of course, but the thing that sticks out the most to me is, you know, just the joy in their eye and their smile is even more beautiful to see in those before and after pictures. But yeah, we'll have people sitting there waiting for us to pull up. And then we'll have people that are using our services and like, what do you need help with? You know, because we have tables and chairs that we put up. If it's wintertime, we have heaters. Summertime, we have fans we're putting out. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the neighbors are great and want to lend a hand. And that's their way of being able to give back to cloud covered streets for what we're able to provide to them. You know, of course, we expect nothing but appreciate any of those extra hands. And those people kind of show us that, hey, if we have another position opened up soon that we need to hire somebody new, then those people that help without expecting to get anything in return, those are kind of our first people to talk to.
Yeah, they're kind of like ambassadors, right? They're kind of like ambassadors.
Right. Exactly. Good point. Yes. And because, it's a community, and, you know, just like we have friends we talk to, they all talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And so just helping, they help spread the word of who we are. And, you know, we've struggled with getting hairdressers in the past. And so one of the first questions we'll get from some of the people, do we have any hairdressers today? And so whenever we're able to say, yes, we do, then they're like, oh, yes. Awesome. And, you know, the word spreads, and so you'll have some extra people that are coming up. And if just the haircut is all that they want, again, that's fine. And, you know, using any of our services, like I said, we give out those, you know, hygiene packs, new clothing, and snacks. And then there's other people who won't even use our services. They'll just come over and hang out.
Yeah.
They know that we're a safe place to be. And, you know, you'll see people taking naps in the chairs because they feel comfortable that, you know, nobody's going to be bothering them and harassing them, kind of in the safe place where we're set up at. And so, it might just be that they're coming to hang out. They might use one service, they might use all of them. Regardless, they're all welcome the same.
We're talking with Sarah Daniel. She's the communications director for Cloud Cover Streets, a nonprofit in Fort Worth that provides showers, laundry services, haircuts, and employment to the homeless. And what I was going to ask you, you mentioned hairdressers. How many homeless women that you do you run across in Fort Worth, and are some of those same things available to them? In other words, like if they want to get their shampoo and hair done and things like that.
Right. Yeah, I would say the majority of our visitors are male, but mm-hmm. Probably 25% are probably female still. Mm-hmm. Very few children. Luckily, we don't see a whole lot of kids. And,
that's good.
Yeah, because that's just mm-hmm. heartbreaking. And there are lots of other resources for them to have provided. But yeah, so the women, we also... getting that the shower, Lonza Hair Care has provided us with a lifetime supply of shampoo, conditioner, body wash, and body cream, and that's salon quality, very nice line of products. And so that's another thing that we love to be able to provide, especially for the women. I know I was getting out of the shower and like, oh, my hair smells good, and so mm-hmm. They're able to experience that also. Kind of have that salon quality products, be able to take a hot shower. We provide them with all of the necessities that they need for the shower, including like the towel and the washcloth, and we just ask them to return it afterwards. Then we have the mobile the laundry room within our trailer, so we're able to keep those washed throughout the day and keep our supply going. And so I think one of our very first haircuts was somebody we had grown pretty close to, and it was a female. And so she's like, now I just need some makeup and I'll, just to kind of feel back to normal again. And mm-hmm. so being able to provide something that seems like, okay, go get a haircut next month, no big deal. But it is really a big deal for a lot of our neighbors. And so like I said, we've kind of struggled with getting hairdressers out there. We are out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, hairdressers from like 9 o'clock till noon or one, is what we ask for them to come and help with. So, if there's any hairdressers listening, you can always go on our website, cloudcoveredstreets.org, and see where we're going to be at when, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday we're out. So we could always, use an extra hand with that. And then if you're not a hairdresser, just day-to-day volunteers is something that we need to either help with registration or helping to serve coffee or drinks, pass out snacks and that kind of stuff. And then really, one of the main things we say is just to connect with our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down at the table and ask them what their name is. And
right.
Remember it, because it's amazing how impressed a lot of people will be if you remember their name 10 minutes later. Hey, Steve, how's it going? And, something, again, so little just really goes a long way. Some people I think might be afraid to ask, how's your day, assuming that it's going to be a negative answer. But a lot of times it's not. Like, so many people that we meet are grateful for anything from the shower that they're receiving to the lunch, new socks, any of that. So
those are difference makers when you think about it. It's like sometimes that actually brightens their day and gives them another reason to have hope that they can change their situations.
Exactly. And, Bombas is another one of our supporters. And so being, again, to that nice quality of the Lonza shampoo, the Bombas, socks. Whenever I put something a little nice on, I'm like, I got a little, pep in my step. And it's no different for somebody who's experiencing homelessness or instability. And, we've had some really great stories of people coming to use our services, and they're excited that we're there that day because later that day they have a job interview.
Right.
Or they have an interview with somebody to potentially get housing.
Mm-hmm.
And so having those services just ahead of something that's very important to them is, a great, we feel like a great bridge that we're able
to. It's a confidence builder. It gives you, some confidence that you'll be able to meet with whoever you're going to meet with, and you can feel confident about, expressing yourself and your situation. I love all of this. So, Sarah, I've been meaning to ask you this anyway. How did you guys come up with the name Cloud Covered Streets? And is there a story or a meaning behind that?
Yes, great question. So, again, going back to Phoenix, where Cloud Covered Streets originated, Robert Thornton, the founder, the shirt company I mentioned, it's called Paper Clouds Apparel. And, you know, you kind of think about Phoenix, bright sunshine, a whole lot of clouds.
Yeah.
So clouds is kind of a nice reprieve for the Phoenix folks. And so then with the shower trailer starting up, Robert wanted a way to affiliate Paper Clouds Apparel with the mobile shower trailer. So keeping the cloud as part of it, then cloud covered streets. And, you know, kind of our tagline is showering the streets with love. So
I love that.
Clouds come in, rain comes in, your rain showers kind of, you know, insinuates then you have your actual shower that you're able to take in our mobile trailer.
This is so funny. You mentioned Phoenix. I've got cousins who live out in Phoenix, and, you know, I've visited there several times over the years. And one of the things I found out a long time ago, I just noticed that a lot of the cars are painted white. They're not a lot of red ones, a lot of blue ones, a lot of black ones. Just either they're white or they're gray or they're light colored. And so I was asking someone over there, I was like, why are there so many cars that are just white? And the guy said, because the sun is always out and it gets hot and it will fade away any kind of good colors. I was like, you got to be kidding me. So when you mentioned cloud covered streets, that makes so much sense. It's like the cloud gives you a break from all that sunshine that can be so intense. It'll fade some of the colors of your vehicles and things.
That's crazy. I had never heard that. So next time I'm actually going to Phoenix in May. So
And they also told me about, notice the roofs. I said, well, okay, tell me about the roofs. They said, well, you see, there's a lot of just roofs that are just white rocks. You know, white rocks are just some kind of gravel instead of like, you know, what you'd see in Texas or, you know, some other parts of the country where there might be wooden shingles and things like that. I said, no. It's the too much sun. It's the sun. And so I'm like, okay. So this is like a little anecdote. Now it kind of all comes full circle. We're talking with Sarah.
Oh, good.
With Daniel. She's with Cloud Cover Streets, and they provide so many services for some of the homeless in the Fort Worth area. Can you talk about some of the different groups that you guys have partnered with? Because, again, I find your story to be so interesting and great on so many different levels. And I'm sure there have been other stories written about you or features with the different TV stations and whatnot, because it's such a unique idea and it's so replicatable that, you know, different cities could do some of the same things.
Right. The first people that we kind of partnered with is the organizations that we're able to take our mobile shower trailer to.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to work with churches just because a lot of them are already providing some great services to our neighbors.
Right.
And so that was very helpful when we were first getting started and, again, getting our name out there. People were already coming to, you know, Community Crossroads, Broadway Baptist Church, those types of places. And so this was just one additional service we were able to provide. And so, and then we do need running water wherever we have our trailer set up at. But then we do have a generator to kind of run everything else. And so, you know, the private property and water, so being able to partner. Currently, we have 6 different locations that we are going to the 3 different days each month. So kind of rotate on some of those. And so those have been partners, you know, beyond blessings that we can count. And definitely appreciate them. But then we've had some schools who have come out, like high school age kids that have come and volunteered.
Oh, good.
And so,
community service.
Just giving back to the community. And so we've had some of them out, different church groups. We have been getting more hair schools come out, which has been phenomenal to kind of fill that gap that we have needed for hairdressers coming out. And so the hair schools have been phenomenal. And and we encourage any type of organization. Southside Bank has been the presenting sponsor for our annual fundraiser that we do in October. And so not only have they been the sponsor for the benefit, but they also have their leadership groups come out several times throughout the year and just help with the volunteering. And they've they were out just at Christmas time because we do some extra special things around Christmas, give them some Christmas gifts and serving a nice meal. And so, yeah, you know, we can pretty much always accommodate any type of group that's interested in coming out, you know, good team building and just getting out in the community and, you know, seeing what's going on.
You know, what's so interesting is, you know, what you're doing is so amazing and impressive. And a lot of the things that you do and different other nonprofits is you know, filling in the breach, so to speak. You're making sure that a lot of different groups or different people or, you know, even pets or just go down the list, you kind of solve some things. But sometimes you face your own challenges. Can you talk about what may have been one of the, I mean, again, there's always twists and turns in the stories of how you get to where you are, and it's still an ongoing process. But can you mention what may have been like a huge challenge where you thought, I don't know if we'll be able to overcome this one, and then you did.
Right. Let's see. So probably about a year after we had gotten up and running, our operations manager at the time, Kenneth, he had another job opportunity that came up. You know, knowing, you know, his family is top priority and knowing we are a nonprofit and can't pay a whole lot.
Right.
You know, understanding that, you know, there's other things, circumstances that might come up or opportunities that, so that
operation can't turn down. Yeah.
That,
you know, he's got to take care of his family.
Yeah. Knew our business model, knew our neighbors. He left, of course, you know, we had plenty of time to find somebody else, but that was like, how are we going to replace Kenneth? Like, he's amazing. But then we were blessed with Fanny, who is now our operations manager, and I'm very always in awe of, you know, how organized he is and coming up with new ways to be innovative with the trailer. Like, he did a measurement of the laundry to see what's the optimal weight of the laundry that you put in there so that it washes and dries within X amount of time. If you go over that, it's taking too long to dry everything. And so, you know, so while
he made you efficient.
It is. Yeah. So, again, one of those things that we're like, oh gosh, it's going to be hard to replace Kenneth. Love him, still miss him, you know, of course. But, you know, Sandy has also, yeah, it's kind of good to get some fresh eyes in there and say, let's try this instead. Yeah.
Fantastic. And so how long have you been doing this? And I mean, I know you feel so good in your heart when you do what you do, but I mean, I'm just curious about your timeline. Are you going to be there for a while or not?
Yes, definitely. I can't imagine not being part of the team. You know, I work full time outside of Cloud Covered Streets, so I'm not able to be as involved as I wish that I could. But you know, there's still plenty that can be done in the background.
That's right, and your fingerprints are all over it. I mean, it's nice that you
exactly.
that you can, you know, share some of the responsibilities, and it's not just a heavy load.
Right, definitely. Yeah, because, you know, what Robert was doing in Phoenix on his own is what four of us have split up doing here in Fort Worth. And it takes a team for sure. And we have the greatest team. I know Margaret, who's the president, is, you know, she had the foresight to say, hey, we can do this. Like, we know we have enough resources, we have enough connections in Fort Worth that we can really get this up and going. And you know, with Gina being the volunteer director and, you know, working on getting those volunteers out there and getting just the connections and, you know, Sammy, our operations manager, we all work really well together and, you know, all going to be connected. And, you know, there may be certain months I can't be out with the trailer very often, but I try to pull my weight other ways and, you know, everybody kind of does the same. And so, super blessed to be able to be part of Cloud Covered Streets and honored that Margaret thought of me to kind of get this started with her. Looking back, it was October 2020 that we went to Phoenix to check it out. And it was about a year of doing the fundraising and getting the trailer up and running. But then since 2021, we've been out on a regular basis, you know, weather permitting. Uh-huh. So other thing, you know, we want our volunteers to be sure to sign up and register to volunteer. So in case we have to cancel because of weather or circumstances beyond our control, you know, we're able to contact them and let them know as such. But otherwise, definitely encourage everybody to come out and meet the team and meet our neighbors.
Yeah.
And see what we're all about.
Well, you know, this is the spring, and you mentioned the weather. What are some of the things that people, besides the regular, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday routine where the trailer goes out, what are some of the things that anybody needs to look forward to? You mentioned the gala coming up in the fall, and that's a nice fundraiser. It helps out on a lot of things. But is there anything else coming up special that we should make note of or just remind people how they can be involved through the website?
Yeah, I think October 27th, our benefit will be the next big thing outside of the daily volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually try to have our schedule updated at least a couple of months out for anybody who wants to sign up. Again, that's at cloudcoveredstreets.org. And be sure to look at the volunteering for Fort Worth. So yeah, any Monday, Wednesday, Friday that we're out, we'd love to have anybody come join us. And then, yeah, we're already starting our planning for the benefit in October. So we'll be posting on our social media soon to save the date. We'll always have a great day full of musicians and live auction, raffle items. I think our goal this year will probably be $100,000 that we'll raise. And that's the funds that we need to, you know, pay the salaries for the employees who are working, the supplies that we have, you know, the laundry soap, the, you know, if we run out of the Bombas socks that we have, you know, there's certain things that we go by to keep the trailer operational. And so, that's what that benefit just kind of helps raise the funds for all of that for the year. And so that'll definitely be our focus over the next several months.
Well, thank you so much. Again, much props for Cloud Cover Streets, one of the best nonprofits in the North Texas area. Sarah Daniels, we got to pop you on again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Nice talking to you.
And joining us right now is the program director for the Marcus Graham Project, a South Dallas-based organization that trains, mentors, and provides a pipeline of young, diverse, and talented aspirants to the fields of marketing, media, and PR. CJ Paisley. How you doing, CJ?
I'm doing good, Chris. How are you doing?
Good. Connecting with you again. When's the last time I saw you? About 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
About 4 or 5 years ago, right before the pandemic in Dallas.
Exactly. Meanwhile, Marcus Graham Project has grown. You got a headquarters in L.A. as well, right?
Yeah, basically. So I'm actually currently living in Los Angeles. Been out here since 2021. And since then, we actually moved our program to Dallas to operate out of Los Angeles and Dallas now, mm-hmm. As well as a few other cities with our sports marketing workshop.
It is absolutely fantastic. Lincoln Stevens and Larry, they've put together quite a versatile, agile, and put it like this, it's a project that encourages so much diversity and opportunities for kids and people who may not have had the opportunity to get in the world of marketing, public relations, the whole nine yards. Can you talk again about how, you know, the Marcus Graham Project even started?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually a product of the Marcus Graham Project myself.
That's right.
I was introduced to MGP in 2015. But even before then, Lincoln and Larry had a vision of really exploring what the world of advertising should look like, probably about 16, 17 years ago now. And their vision has touched over 500 plus candidates that range from diverse portfolios of backgrounds. And now Fast Track, as I mentioned, from being a alumni of the organization going through the program in 2015, I've been one of many to also continue that vision as the program director. And so I served probably about 10 cohorts so far. We're currently wrapping up our Los Angeles cohort here in LA and getting ready for our summer cohort as well.
Explain to those who don't know, what is a cohort when it comes to the Marcus Graham Project?
Absolutely. So we cultivate, you know, talent from a variety of ages. Typically, the youngest participant to go through our boot camp is around 21, 22 years old. They're finishing up either, you know, their last year in school or just right around that age range. Even if they don't decide to go to school, you're still welcome to apply to the Marcus Graham Project. And then there is no cap when it comes to the age limit. We just require that you're at least 21, 22 years old or so. And so a cohort is made up of those young individuals from all over the country. Well, even the world. We had some individuals who came in from out of the states as well. And they formed their own advertising agency. Mm-hmm. So throughout this 11-week journey, they form into a cohort, which is really a pop-up advertising agency made up of a variety of positions. So whether that is in strategy, creative, account, production, art, copywriting, all those different positions come together and they form their own agency and they work on a real client brief for about 11 weeks.
That is fantastic. CJ, this is was so phenomenal about, you know, you mentioned the how they came up with the Marcus Graham Project. I remember Lincoln Stevens telling me a long time ago, he named it the Marcus Graham Project because the Eddie Murphy movie Boomerang, about a young black advertising executive named Marcus Graham and how he rose to the top of the industry. It's a funny movie and it's a great movie, but also it inspired your entire organization. And that's what's also phenomenal because the growth has been just phenomenal. Can you talk about some of the partnerships that Marcus Graham Project has right now? Because it's so unique and it's so diverse. And again, you have partnerships with different sports teams as well as different advertising brands.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I can even go back a little bit before answering sure. that question about, you know, the vision of Marcus Graham Project and coming from the movie Boomerang, which came out in 92, that was the first time that we seen people of color inside of a on film in leadership positions in an advertising space. Mm-hmm. The vision and the thought and the story behind, you know, even getting to that point, Lincoln Stevens had a mentor, Bill Sharp, who wrote a book called How to Be Black and Get a Job in Advertising. And so when the organization started, the main focus during that time, about almost 20 years ago now, was for MGP to really help cultivate and develop young black men to help lower their incarceration rate and get them introduced into the advertising space. And so since then, we've evolved and expanded to all BIPOC minority individuals mm-hmm. to go through a program such as this, and which, you know, over the years and starting off, you know, very bootstrapped in the south side of Dallas, now expanding to multiple cities. When you think about the evolution and the partnerships, we've completely continued the vision of Lincoln and Larry to the point where we now work with partners such as GM, mm-hmm. Buick, Apple, as well as McDonald's currently, and Moet Hennessy, and a few other, you know, a few clients as well, pop-up clients that have also come across over the past few years who've been huge supporters, such as Red Bull and a few others. The list goes on.
It's just absolutely amazing. When you first got started, as like you said, you were in the boot camp yourself way back in, was it 2015?
2015.
And what were your ideas and thoughts and goals? And did some of these dreams come true, or did it say, okay, I had a dream this way, and all of a sudden the opportunity turned out to be something else, and I'm really flourishing in that role?
Absolutely, yeah. The dream continues to evolve and continues to grow completely. I mean, I believe that MGP is the gift that continues to give. I joined the program in 2015, and I'm still reaping the benefits of this program, as well as just passing it on to those who were just like me, who did not know anything about advertising, mm-hmm. marketing, or media, but didn't know that they had the talent and the skill set based off the way that they were brought up. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. Born and raised, we've done a lot of creative projects. It's a lot of creative people out of that city. But when I found out about Marcus Graham Project and seeing people who look like me around 2015, it was something that I was interested in. didn't know what it was, but mm-hmm. I saw people that looked like me that were creating really good work, and I wanted to be a part of it. And so, you know, just having that representation matters, and being able to share what this industry can offer can open up doors for so many.
Can you talk about how social media is influencing advertising, and how that either is in your favor or makes it more of a challenge to be a part of it? I only bring this up because I know there are some quote unquote social media influencers who are not on quote unquote regular, you know, television or regular forms of traditional media. And they've quote unquote crossed over because of their influence or the fact they have so many people that follow them. I mentioned Drewski, for example, because he's now promoting products for Google and Microsoft. Yeah. I'm like, this is just absolutely amazing. He's on so many different levels. He's quite a character, and he's funny, and people just really enjoy his stuff, from the social media and the memes, the small little things he used to do. And now he's like a major, I think he should be a millionaire by now with all these different endorsements he does. Can you talk about the social media element of what you're doing?
Yes, absolutely. With my background as well of, you know, coming in MVP and starting off as a social media strategist, as a participant and brand manager as well, I had the luxury of being on both sides of social,
right,
and also just pure advertising. So
I figured you'd be the perfect guy to talk to.
Right. And so appreciate that, Chris. So for me, the storytelling, social media is just another platform for us to continue to tell these stories. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe that, you know, it opened up, like to the Drewski example, it opened up more opportunities for people to be a creative and share on in their own way, in their most authentic form, whether that's through social media, whether that's through paid advertising, whether that's through billboard or print. You know, I think at its core, the root is still there. Is how do we tell impactful stories to the audiences that we want to reach? And so I'm glad that social has continued to evolve, because it allows us to also spread our message, but then also to listen to those who are looking to get into this space or may benefit from such a program.
I think it's absolutely amazing, but you have to stay on top of it, right? So what are some of the trends that you've noticed that you guys either have to be in front of or make sure that you capitalize on?
I would say just always on content. I think, you know, we went through social constantly is evolving, as I mentioned. And I think that if you're able to create a plan that works for you, that has content that's constantly being pushed out through the system, and to help you still spread that message, whatever that is. And so I think, you know, just having that mindset of how do I approach social in a way that's still true and authentic to the voice in which I'm pitching or presenting, mm-hmm. and then still being able to make sure that it resonates with that audience. And then also the frequency. I think that's what has evolved over time, which is how many times do I need to spread a message to really get closer to the consumer that I want to hear this.
How hard is it to engage your students or the participants in the boot camps and let them understand the real world concepts of, you know, marketing and advertising and where they may be able to fit in? How hard is it to maintain their attention? In other words, Are you able to get students or participants who actually see the vision, or is there a certain percentage that's like, wow, I didn't know it was going to be like this?
Yeah, that's thank you for that question, because it's truly something that they have to invest completely in.
Yes.
And it's the amount of time that, and you know, people are moving away from their families. Mm-hmm. You know, as I mentioned, there's not a age limit on this. So you have those careers who have the experience, 10 years of experience elsewhere, but are looking to join a creative industry. Mm-hmm. And so they you know, some people leave their families back. They're investing into the future of themselves. And so I think the candidates that come through the program, they understand the sacrifices that have to be made, because they chose that commitment on their own. But once they get here, the messaging around the boot camp is that it truly is a boot camp. right? Is that sometimes it comes down to the fundamentals of, you know, showing up on time, mm-hmm. you know,
that's right.
follow-ups, you know,
that's
getting
right.
really down to the core of the,
due diligence.
Of what's expected. Exactly. So it's super important. It's something that we I think is really key to the individuals that we select to be a part of this program, because they're all stars in their own on their own way. But once we bring them all together, there's a learning curve. But how do we collaborate? How do we communicate within this space and still tell disruptive but impactful stories for our partners?
Exactly. There's a lot of people who are creative, but what they always say, the mm-hmm. best ability is dependability. There are some people
yes.
who may be off the charts creative, but if you can't count on them to get the job yeah. done, or you can't count on them to be consistent with what you need, you're not going to be hired. I'm sure you've had to express absolutely. That thought to some of the students.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we definitely express that, right? It's the expectation of, you know, of what we said. And it's actually the true reality of what to expect in the real world, especially a person, a minority of color, right? Is mm-hmm. is that the type of structure within a work environment sometimes doesn't allow you to show up late or to 2 minutes late, even if it's minor, or mm-hmm. to miss a deadline, or like, no, that my words of advice to those who, which was also shared with me, is, you know, don't give anyone any ammo to come back and say that, hey, said person didn't follow through or complete something. And so we hold that same expectation throughout the boot camp to make sure that everybody understands the importance of delivering.
Exactly. And delivering is very important. Mm-hmm. I like to talk yes. about, you know, when I'm on the air, I like to talk about the gig economy, because, you know, today's day and age, there's all kinds of, you know, employment opportunities. And some of them are, you know, I want to call them temporary. I'll just call them gigs, because they're mm-hmm. not your quote unquote traditional 9-to-5 job. Sometimes people want it that way. They want the flexibility because of their age, and maybe they don't have the responsibilities of families. And they're like, you know what? I'd rather have a couple of jobs and have the flexibility to come and go, and I'm still very creative. I want to know from your end, is that a positive or a minus with Gen Z? Because, again, sometimes there are quote-unquote traditional jobs that just aren't there anymore because Gen X ain't retiring anytime soon. They just won't give them up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah. My personal opinion is I encourage everyone to fully commit into the position in which they signed up for mm-hmm. first. And think if you allow yourself to really grow and learn in the job that you actually applied for and looking to do fully, then you're going to have the most impactful work. Now, from that, you build trust, and then, you know, you're able to build out a rapport where you then can expand beyond just that working environment. I've personally been able to do that myself, but it's not something that it's not as easy as what people may think it may be, mm-hmm. of having multiple things to juggle. But I say whatever you sign up for, follow through completely, and then that's what's going to make them remember you and make them want to work with you more, because you built reliable trust.
We're talking with CJ Paisley. He is the program director with the very, very creative Marcus Graham Project, an advertising agency and marketing consulting group. They do so many things on so many different levels. And one of the things I was also curious about is, with the advent of artificial intelligence, AI, how has that impacted what you guys do? And is it something that you guys actually use?
Yeah, absolutely. I use it every day, from ChatGPT, if I need to just, you know, kickstarting an idea.
Sure, I understand. You make it. You make it work for you.
You make it work for you, right? And it's not going to go anywhere. So, and I think when it comes down to marketing, advertising, and in the culture that we're in, you have to be able to stay up to date on what's happening, mm-hmm. what's trending. So, even if you're against it or don't use it or not in alignment, but still to have the passion is still go ahead and understand it first.
Right. You want to have the knowledge about it.
Right.
Yeah. You want to know about it, whether you use it or not.
Right.
You want to be able to have a clue.
And I really think it helps evolve certain ideas. I think definitely we encourage all of our participants to flesh out the ideas from what's within them, and then to if it's something that they see that's beneficial for the partner and what the client needs, then by all means, how can you incorporate it and use it in a new innovative way that hasn't been thought of before?
I always say the biggest thing anyone could do is try to understand technology. At some level, you want to understand technology, and it's not like, you know, scientific and technology like that per se. It's, even if you're an advertiser or entertainment, you want to be able to say, okay, nobody's listening to CDs anymore. They're downloading their music, and you want to be able to explain why. You want to explain why there's a lot of streaming services, and people get a lot of their information on apps, not necessarily on cable TV, satellite TV, or traditional rabbit ears TV. In other words, you want to be able to utilize certain things or not utilize them, but that's your option. At least you understand it to a degree. Otherwise, you're going to have somebody much younger be your tech support. And that means that's another mouth you got to feed.
Yep, that's it.
I mean, I try to make it real. I try to keep it real. I was like, you need to understand where you want to go and how to get access to, I can just even in the world of sports, how can I watch the game I want to see? Oh, boy. You better know how to find it, which app it might be on. Is it on Amazon? Is it on Disney Plus? I mean, is it on TNT? Is it on your local news station? You just got to be able to find it. And that means you have to have a clue about technology. Doesn't mean you have to be a scientist, but you do have to have a clue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think to build there is even, you know, and we look for that within our participants, have a curiosity, right?
It's
the curious to just to want to know why and to dig a little bit further versus, you know, asking your direct manager or asking like, what steps did you take first, right? You know, to find out this information, what new information that you can bring to the table and let us know if we need to change what we need to do. So that, 100% agree. Just building on that curiosity.
I got a question out of curiosity. You guys have had a couple of projects already in 2024. Yes. I mean, we're getting into April right now, but it's like, wow, 2024 is off and running, and you guys have already been making some very big headways with some projects. Can you talk about what you guys have been doing in 2024 so far?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned that we're working with GM Buick. And so the current participants, which are made up of 9 talented individuals from all over the country, from a variety of ages, and they are working on a brief for Buick. And so actually going into, as we get ready to close out this winter boot camp, we'll be in Detroit next week, presenting our concepts to the executive team at Buick and GM. And so that's how we started our year right now. This will be our third partnership, first partnership, but third iteration of that partnership with GM that we're excited about. And then we're going right into the summer. Yeah, kicking it off strong with Apple and McDonald's for the iCreate Bootcamp. And then the second part of our organization is the iCreate Workshop, which is around sports marketing. So we've already been in Philadelphia. We'll be in Brooklyn next week with the Brooklyn Nets. And then we also been to the Phoenix Suns not too long ago as well. So we've been on the ground running Q1, and we're excited for Q2.
That is exciting. And you mentioned a couple of those sports teams, NBA in particular. I know you've got relationships with the Golden State Warriors, Cleveland Cavaliers, the Dallas Mavericks. And I think a couple of years ago, you also received a grant from the NBA Foundation.
We did. Such a blessing. And that really helped us expand our cities after kicking off our sports marketing workshop with the Cleveland Cavaliers, which was like our foundational start. The NBA grant has helped us to expand across all of those, the new cities that we're now in. So, everything, you know, everything helps as a nonprofit 501c3 based out of Dallas. So that support goes a long way. The vision of Lincoln and Larry and MGP as a whole is, you know, the reality is we can't afford to turn anyone away, a person of color. It's going to take until the year 2079 until the advertising space reflects the diversity of which we are in our country today. And our goal, we know that we can't change it all, but we know we can do our part. And we definitely appreciate all of our partners who've been able to support us and contribute to their part in making that change.
You mentioned that, you know, you have offices in L.A. as well. How did you guys choose Los Angeles as opposed to, oh, Chicago or New York?
Yeah. So we at Los Angeles, we kicked off our first actual boot camp in L.A. In 2019, tail end of 2019, going into 2020. And it was shut down because of the pandemic, mm-hmm. the last 2 weeks. And what we found right before that is that we had a lot of support. A lot of our board members are in Los Angeles or have connections with a lot of the agencies out here. And so it was a lot of access for the participants who we brought out here. And so that's what made Los Angeles our second home. I was able to come out here along with my co-facilitator and team to then continue to evolve what we've started in Dallas and now here in Los Angeles.
It's fantastic. So was that a hard move for you? Is that a tough transition to leave Dallas and all of a sudden say, okay, here's L.A. for you personally?
Yeah, yeah. For me personally, you know, 72 and sunny every day, it wasn't too hard to say. You know?
Oh, no fear of earthquakes then.
No fear of earthquakes, especially coming from St. Louis where we had a fear of tornadoes.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I would say I'll be more... I'm okay with a little shake in a room.
That is fantastic. And how are Lincoln and Larry doing as this thing's growing? Because, again, they are the founders, and they are totally accessible.
Yes.
Lincoln might have been joining us today, you and me and Lincoln, but Lincoln's voice gave out. I mean, he was the weather. Mm-hmm. I think some allergies got his throat. Can you talk about how mm-hmm. they've evolved in their journey? Because, again, they've changed a whole lot of lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of their main goals, and I think I really leadership is so good. Leadership is so important. And one of their goals when starting this boot camp was to have this boot camp ran by alumni. Mm-hmm. This is one of the first times where we have about four key alumni running the I Create boot camp. Brittany Allen, Brandon Dale Washington, Jeremy Smith, and myself, as well as our young junior facilitators who were recently in the boot camp within the past 2 years, who are now full-time employees in the LA area, who volunteer as well at the office. That's Tyler Jenkins and Josh Petion. And so our support system has continued to grow, and I think through the leadership of both Lincoln and Larry and trusting us to really continue the story and the vision which they started, is a reality now.
It's a fantastic reality. And again, you're a big part of it because you actually went through the program yourself and are currently, like I said, sharing your knowledge and your skill set to help others grow as well. Can you share with us a story? I hate to put you on the spot, but some story that impacted you, whether it's with the group, whether it's at boot camp, or whether it was like, okay, I had the opportunity to put together this program, or I had the opportunity to meet so-and-so, and I never would have thought I'd ever have met so-and-so.
Yeah. Yeah, I can. Yeah, I have one story. At least in my year, I was saying when 2015, it was 15 of us in the cohort in Dallas, Texas, south of Southside on Lamar. And my client during that time period was Beats by Dre. And I had the opportunity of, we all had the opportunity of meeting a key board member and supporter of MGP, Jason White, and meeting him during our year and having his leadership as he was the client. He was on the client side. So he was the client, actually. Mm-hmm. And us presenting to him and helping solve the problem, which they set out for us, you know, to this day, he's been a huge support. So and someone that I'm able to still stay connected with. So through MGP, meeting people like Jason White and other board members during that time and presenting big ideas to someone like him. And it was something really key for myself when it came down to the development of my career, to really just appreciate and understand that, you know, our ideas at that age matter. I was 22 years old at that time, coming fresh out of school, mm-hmm. and, you know, sitting at the headquarters of Beats by Dre, from a little kid from St. Louis, right? And now, you know, I'm able to, you know, see how far my vision and my personal dreams can go by having that type of access and having those to pour into us. So I would say that was one key moment of being able to meet individuals like Jason.
That is fantastic. And where can people find more information about the Marcus Graham Project?
Yes, I would say follow us on Instagram at MG Project. MG Project. And then our website and Linktree and all the information is in our bio. Our website is MarcusGrahamProject.org. So yeah, follow us there. You can follow myself as well if interested at CJ Paisley, PASLEY.
Thanks a lot, CJ. And appreciate you all for joining us on Better Living, a show about people or organizations having a big impact here in North Texas. I'm your host, Chris Arnold. So long, everybody.